You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to worship the first Sunday in Lent, the penitential season of the year to prepare us for the resurrection Easter Sunday. We'll begin with our opening hymn, our hymn of invocation number 424, O Christ, You Walk the Road. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church that following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Lent is from Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" The serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you are taken, and you are dust. For you are to dust, and to dust you shall return." The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. This is the word of the Lord. Epistle is from Hebrews chapter 4. "Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter. "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.' But he answered, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.' The devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.' Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're here, we sing about this battle that's been going on since the fall. The account we heard in the Genesis reading, Satan coming after he's been cast out of heaven, he comes and tempts the jewel of God's creation, the first man and the woman, into sin. It's in the previous chapter that we didn't hear today, in chapter 2, that says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. This is an important word from God. God had given man stewardship over all this creation that we can only imagine the paradise that it was. And he also gave him this specific instruction. And this word of God was to be held sacred, not to be despised, but held sacred. God also gave man woman so that he wouldn't be alone, so that as one flesh they could enjoy all this creation, God's creation together. So they had each other, they had God's creation, and they had God's word, fellowship with God himself. But Satan, cast out from God's presence, came to destroy all of this, and he was crafty. And we see how he operates. We see the method he uses. The first thing he does is to tempt a woman to doubt the word of God, the word of God that she would have heard from her husband, but the word of God that she was to hold sacred. So he tempts her. Did he really say? And then pushing beyond that, pushing her to go beyond what God instructed and then eventually to turn away from God. His method worked. The man and woman, they doubted God's word. They went beyond what God told them. They turned away from God himself. It all fell apart. Sin entered the world, and with it pain, suffering, death, creation cursed, man's relationship with God broken, and Satan's been using that method ever since. In this Genesis reading, however, we also see how God responded to man's fall into sin. Though he had made them in his own image, man and woman, he made in his very image, and they had turned from him. He did not turn from them. The Lord God came to them in person, walking in the garden, seeking them, knowing what had happened, knowing what they had done. The man and woman were keenly aware of their new condition. They previously were not aware of their nakedness because they were aware of one another and God. Now they're keenly aware of their sin and their vulnerability. God comes to them, explain the consequences of their sin. That would include the pain and the suffering, the death for them and all creation, that the world was cursed because of them, and yet he also gave them hope. There would be pain in childbearing, but there would be children. The ground would be cursed, working it painful, but there would be food. They would know they were naked, but God himself gave them garments of skin, reminders for them of the consequence of their sin, also reminders of God's love and care for them.
fallen as they were, in the fallen creation, he was still providing and caring for them. And he gave them hope beyond the struggles of this life. He promised the offspring, the seed of the woman, a male, that he would bruise the head of the serpent. They understood this promise from God. They understood that this would be a man who's born of a woman who would overcome Satan. They didn't fully understand it the way we do now, but they held on to this promise, this word of God, to help them to endure the struggles of life and the suffering and the pain in the cursed world, and this word of God they could hold sacred. And so they did, and faithfully taught this to generations. And then in the fullness of time, the promised one came in the person of Jesus Christ. He is the offspring born of a woman who came to bruise the head of the serpent, to destroy Satan, and to restore creation. This was declared by God himself. When Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened. The Spirit of God descended like a dove and rested on Jesus, and the voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, to whom I am well pleased." We enter in today's gospel, right after this declaration, this word of God, for Jesus and everyone who was witnessing this is my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased. And then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. This is the first thing that Jesus does after his baptism, was to enter this wilderness, reflecting the curse. Lifeless, barren. And of course, he did this for you and for me. This is part of his mission, to overcome the devil and restore creation. So he allows the Spirit to lead him, obedient, willing, desiring to accomplish what he came to do. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." 40 days, 40 nights, without eating. This isn't the first time that he would be tempted, of course, because he could do this at any time. Make stones into bread or create bread out of thin air, I suppose. He's God. But no, he is not here to do that. He's here to accomplish something more eternal. These 40 days and nights in the wilderness is testing him and also proving him. Although he's weakened physically, he has been sustained and strengthened by God in the wilderness. He has the word of God. The word of God is what is sustaining him. And though the devil employs his practice method, evident in the garden, but also throughout Scripture, he first tempts Jesus to doubt God's word. God's word declared, "This is my beloved Son," and Satan says, "If you are the Son of God," tempting Jesus to doubt the word of God that declared from heaven, tempting Jesus to doubt the love of his heavenly Father, the ability for him to provide for all of his needs as he's promised to do. Jesus' response helps us. We see the power of the word of God, the very word of God that was written. It is written. The word of God that we hold sacred today, this word from Deuteronomy, "It is written, Man shall not eat by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This word of God sustains man. This word of God is used as a weapon against Satan. It's the same word that we have to sustain us. It's the same word that we have to yield as a weapon against Satan. Interestingly, Satan uses the word of God too, but he uses it in a deceitful way. Then the devil took him to the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written," Satan says, "He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Satan is purposefully omitting parts of the psalm he quotes to tempt Jesus to go beyond what is right. God's word gives us clear guides, curbs to live within. But we have pride, presumptuous to go beyond what God's word says and our callings in life. And this is what he's tempting Jesus with. But what Satan omits from the psalm, we should add, God does want to protect us with his angels if we live according to his ways. We have no cause to trust in God's support and protection from angels unless we walk according to God's way and remain within the confines of his word and our calling. Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Another quote from Deuteronomy. Again, Jesus thwarts Satan with the word of God. And then there's one more temptation in this encounter. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to them, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Well, this would be an easy way to avoid the cross. As appealing as all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory might be, Jesus would not forsake God or purpose, desire to save us. He would be obedient unto death, even death on the cross. And Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him. And behold, angels came and were ministering to him. The devil left Jesus then, but he didn't stop in his efforts to prevent Jesus from going to the cross. And yet Jesus overcame every effort, because it's on the cross where Jesus bruised the head of Satan and declared victory over death. He did it through his own death. Satan was successful leading the first man and woman into sin, but God did not abandon them. And Satan is still leading people into sin today, but God does not abandon us. Christ himself is here in his word, in his sacrament, to restore, to comfort, to strengthen, and establish us. Peter tells us, "Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen." As Satan is still prowling around, so be sober-minded, watchful. You know his method. He will tempt you to doubt God's word. So don't despise it, but hold it sacred, gladly hear and learn it. Don't go beyond what his word says. Do not turn away from the Lord your God, no matter how enticing the alternative. Resist the devil, the temptations that he brings. Stand firm in your faith. You're not alone, but you're with your fellow Christians and with Christ himself. Christ came for us to rescue us from sin, and he entered the wilderness to do what we could not do, and he overcame the temptation of the devil, and his victory, the victory of Christ, is your victory. It's in him that you are baptized. It's his righteousness that covers you. You still face these temptations today to doubt God's word, to go beyond what is right, to stop trusting God. But Jesus is your strength. When you're tempted, turn to Christ. Hold on to him. Hold on to his word, his promises for you. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. He doesn't abandon you. He comes to you in his word and his sacrament to strengthen and sustain you as you face temptation and wander through this wilderness, this fallen world. And when you fall, turn to him who is faithful to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He's interceding for you on your behalf. As it says in Hebrews, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue with the offertory. Please stand.
Heavenly Father, you promised to overcome the devil by the seed of the woman. Your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, strengthen our faith in his victory, that we may endure every temptation and at last share in his eternal salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, your Son trampled the serpent underfoot and freed us from sin and death by his own death on the cross. Protect and preserve all called to preach Christ and him crucified. Command your angels to guard them in all their ways and bear them up for the sake of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, our first parents fell into sin, rebelled against you, and despised one another. Inspire the families of your church to live in sacrificial love toward one another and in faith toward you, that they may receive your temporal and eternal benediction. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, since we sojourn in the wilderness of this earth, look upon our desire for peace, and by your mighty power, defend us and our nation against all our enemies. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, though we deserve nothing of your kindness, you have shown yourself to be the strength of the weak, the healer of the sick, and the hope of those who mourn. Hear us on behalf of those who are troubled in mind or body, the dying and those who grieve, especially Vicky, Lynn, Anita, Lois, Lewis, Chuck, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Doris, Matthew, Megan, Mark, Ethel, Bob, Fred, Harold, Joan, Greg, Linda, Jaden, Rick, Thorfinn, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, George, Ann, and Jeff. Sustain them through their afflictions and pain. Heal them according to your gracious will, and deliver them at the last to everlasting life in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, though we are unworthy of a place at the table of our Lord, you have bid us to come and eat of his flesh and blood. Give us faith that we may come in repentance to receive this blessed food for everlasting life. Unite us in doctrine and holy living, that we may show forth this harmony and witness before the world. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, give us confidence in Christ, our mediator's ceaseless intercessions, that in every time of need, we also would draw near to your throne of grace. Call to you and await your gracious answer. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we see how the adversary continually afflicts us and walks about us as a roaring lion seeking to devour us. We implore you, for the sake of the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, to help us by the grace of the Holy Spirit and strengthen our hearts by your word, that our enemy would not prevail over us, but instead that we may abide evermore in your grace and be preserved to life everlasting through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Lift
up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right, so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God, of Israel,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.